seatbelt, drop your joys, let us lighten your load.
I find out that Corey, our good friend, black school teacher, gay Corey, is a porn star.
I don't know if he should be teaching. I like Corey.
No, he was a porn star before he was a teacher.
Well, the choices aren't good. You could change yourself around a little bit, but I think if you're going towards porn star, maybe not teacher, unless you're teaching porn. Then that would be good.
I didn't know you could. Do they have classes?
They have fluffers.
Out here they have
classes for fluffers.
Here in L.A., they have everything. For that.
Yes.
In fact, where we live, the San Fernando Valley section of L.A., is the porn capital of the world. In fact, that's probably where Corey shot his
That's where we shoot
load.
Our videos.
I mean, his video.
Yeah, we shoot ours here in our home.
Our home was
amateur.
Our home was used, actually, before we purchased it. It was a porn.
That's true.
Porn den.
Porn haven. Well, when you moved in, we moved in, you cleaning up, and you found some strange items the hot tub. Didn't you? Eyelashes, fake eyelashes.
We found fake eyelashes.
A G-string. Candles. Candlesticks, actually.
A chlamydia test.
Chlamydia and pregnancy test is always good to keep under your kitchen sink in case of emergencies. And what else did you find?
There was a lot of chewing. There was a lot of chewing gum thrown into the grill, the outdoor grill.
Yeah, well, you have to have nice breath.
There were cigarette burns all over the patio.
Putting your mouth on different items of the body. You have to cleanse your mouth.
I wish I could have been here before the...
Before the show?
Before the...
Oh.
Before, while the porn stars were still here.
You weren't invited.
I didn't know. The real estate agent told me it was a photographer.
Commercials.
There's photographers working in the house. But right now, on the phone, is our good friend, porn star, Corey.
Yay!
Is it you?
Oh, you guys.
It doesn't mean we don't love you.
What? Did I say anything?
My feelings are hurt now.
Why? What did we do?
Just because I was in showbiz, it doesn't mean I can't be a teacher.
Oh, that's showbiz?
Oh, good. I didn't say that. She said that.
I said that.
I love Stephanie. I followed your career. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
And I think that passing judgment on somebody off of something that they did, and I don't regret what I did, is like comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Well, I am entitled to my opinion. And
you are.
It doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I like you less. I just think that if the kids found that out, that's problematic. You know, like anything that's...
Yeah, it's problematic.
Yeah, anything that's in your past like that. We all did stupid things growing up, but that's on tape. You know what I mean? Like, Greg did stuff, you know, with his friends driving, whatever.
As long as I don't mention it, I'm okay.
Right, but if someone gets wind of that, and that you would be fired for that. You know?
Why? Why would I be fired for that?
Because they would not...
Am I having sex with children on this video?
Wait a minute.
I hope so. No,
you don't think that you would get fired if the parents, like, saw you in a video and went, that's my son's second grade teacher?
I think it's an interesting discussion because I, up until this time, Auntie Bird was shocked that I had never mentioned this before, and that was because during that time I was teaching and I was taking responsibility. I didn't want that risk to happen. But being a gay man, first of all, then being a teacher is a risk. Then being having had a past, that's a risk. And that has nothing to do with whether I'm a good teacher or not. But here's the situation.
That's true.
No, that's
true. I agree with you, Corey, about that. That doesn't mean you're not a good teacher.
No, of course not. You're probably an awesome teacher because you're very smart and sensitive.
Okay,
you're smart and sensitive.
But, Stephanie, you work in a nightclub.
Yes.
You are a person that works at nighttime, and maybe you say some
inappropriate
words that
yes.
people wouldn't think would be family words. I mean, someone can judge you and say, "Oh, you're an entertainer. How can you be a psychologist, let alone be a teacher or give advice about being being anything, because you're a comedian, a low-life comedian.
Absolutely, I understand. But comedians also, it's all in comedy. Like, you know that I'm kidding.
I
understand what
you're
saying.
He has a point. No,
yes,
he has a point.
Yes, I'm cursing and saying inappropriate things.
But,
absolutely.
But the other thing that's actually more important in this case is the fact that she doesn't want to get a job as a psychologist again.
No. I want to curse in clubs. That's what I want.
She stopped being a school psychologist in order to become a comedian. You became a teacher after you were a porn star.
I made a porno 12 years ago.
Do those pay well, just out of curiosity? Like, does that pay well, Corey, or no?
It did. At the time, it did, but here's the thing is, once they have you on film, they have it forever, and they can, you know, use it any way they want.
Right.
You sign that over. And maybe that was a stupid thing if I want to have a career in teaching. But the bigger issue is, what does one thing have to do with another?
Well, you got fired, Corey, for telling a kid to...
He had a fat ass or whatever. Move your fat ass. So if they fired you for that, parents,
right.
I know, because we are parents.
Explain to me why parents are so sensitive and why they wouldn't... Somebody was a porn... Did one porn movie... You see, you make one porn movie, you become not a porn actor.
I agree. I'll tell you why, Corey. Seriously, as a parent wearing a parent hat, we're afraid. It all comes from our fears.
It's the media.
But tell me what you're afraid of. What are you afraid of? Let's have a debate here.
I will. I think my fear is that because that was something that you did, and I'm not judging it. Like wrong or right, but that maybe your judgment may not be as good with the children. If that's something you might do, sell your body, not even gay porn, even straight porn, I would feel the same about the teacher. Seriously, like.
So you associate teaching art to a 7-year-old with something sexual? What's
no.
going on in your head?
No, I'm not saying it's the right judgment. I'm saying it comes from fear that you made a judgment to kind of do porn on tape for money, sex for money, that maybe your judgment with the children might not. And I'm not saying this is true, Corey. This is just
a fear. What else? No, but you know what else it is, Corey? It's also because a lot of sexual issues seem to be based on the fact that people can't control themselves, like priests, like anybody who has a sexual, I'm not going to say deviancy, but any kind of a sexual interest in life when sex is somehow a big part of their lives, it seems as though the ones we hear about are the ones that have no control over it. You know what I mean? That's the thing that I think is scary to people.
Well, here's a weird double standard, and I appreciate the debate, but teachers are human beings first and foremost. They're not perfect. They're not neutered. They're not. They have lives.
They should be.
Absolutely.
They should be neutered.
That is true. But yes,
just like just like you have a life outside of being a psychologist. You can be both. But why would you associate my poor? I don't think it was poor judgment. But I understand what you're saying. If somebody else might think it's poor judgment, therefore. That makes me not qualified to be a teacher?
Well, let's look at this.
No, that's not what she's saying at all. She's just explaining what her fear is.
What it would be for me.
We think you're totally qualified.
Right. Well, now I have a problem because now there's two strikes in my mind against you for teaching, because now your judgment for me choosing to do sex for money in a tape that it will be out there forever that people could see and then use against you. Now you've done something else. Your judgment was off by saying to a child, move your fat ass. So now there's two things that I'm questioning your judgment to teach. Okay, now you've added, you see what I'm saying? Like how I could come to that conclusion now, because that was a poor choice. We all make poor choices, absolutely. You know, we all do. But now you have the other thing And now it's like adding, like, is your judgment good with kids?
Oh, I need a bell. I need, like, you guys
no,
to be
I
in
mean,
a
You can
in a
understand my
ring.
Point of view,
I
though, right,
this.
Corey? You see where I'm saying? Did you hang up? He hates me.
Hello?
We lost Corey.
Welcome, Antubert,
hi,
everyone.
Hi, Antubert.
Sitting in
Hello.
Today is
we
Antubert.
Missed you.
I would like to be sincere and honest and serious for just a moment about the Corey thing. I heard it.
No, but I want the listeners to know that yesterday you were speaking to Corey on your show, the live test show, about the fact that he just revealed to you that he was in a porn movie.
Yes.
I think he's nervous now, and he got scared. Is that why he hung up?
Well, here's my point of view, and the thing that we're not considering is the X factor. We tend to be scared of things that we don't know about.
That's true.
Human
yes.
nature.
Yes.
We're scared of the dark. We're scared of the unknown. If let's say I go back in time to before Talk Radio X, and I was presented with a situation or a scenario where I had a child, and somebody told me that the child, the teacher was in a gay porn movie, I would be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With that concept. However, because now fast forward 4 years, we've met Corey. Mm-hmm. I know Corey very well, not personally, but just through almost daily conversations and points of view. And I have learned throughout the 4 years that Corey himself, regardless of what he does for a profession, is a very high quality person.
I understand
yes.
that.
Yes.
This is
sensitive.
Hold on a second.
We're not debating his.
Hold on. This is the tip. This is what always. This is what always happens. This is the exact same problem that exists when anybody has a fight over something.
It's not even a fight.
No. When people disagree.
It's a
disagree.
Discussion.
Let me just explain something first. It's the same thing between the Israelis and the Palestinians. It's the same things between people who don't like gays and don't like straight. Whatever it is, it's
and
like
Dr.
you said,
Laura.
It has nothing to do with that. And my point to Corey is, and he has to understand this, and I think Stephanie will agree with me too. It has nothing to do with him. I know him now, like you said, and I would have no problem with him being my kid's teacher.
Right.
And I don't think Stephanie would either. I don't think that's what that's not what she's saying.
No.
She's just saying if a guy was a teacher and
if I heard that my child's teacher was in a porn movie, I would, as you said, Antibert, be uncomfortable, but I wouldn't. I would watch to see what happened. I would see what kind of teacher they were, assess that, not on what I knew, but what kind of teacher they were, how my child was doing in school, if they liked school, that I wouldn't run out to the PTA and say, look what I found, let's fire this teacher. That's not, I'm just being honest with my fears, you know? I'm being honest with my opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now we. Hello, Mr. Maui.
I wasn't going to speak until I heard my music.
Mr. Maui's here, everyone. Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Kids.
How do you just hang up on people? That's how you get rid of people.
I went for him to hang up on me any second.
So no, I just want to say though, I hope that I haven't offended Corey because I was not judging who Corey is.
Stephanie, I'm calling basically to defend you because I've been listening to the whole thing. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the issue here is there's two issues. I think the first issue is that we're upset because Corey didn't call back and we were afraid we hurt his feelings.
I hope we didn't hurt his
and
feelings.
And that's really probably the most important thing to us.
Yes.
Not to make a joke about something.
Right.
It's
his expense. That's not, I was just being honest.
Right.
That's it.
Well, yeah, but primarily what you were doing really, Stephanie, is you were answering Corey's question. And his question was, explain to me what your fears are or what your fears would be having somebody that did porn in their past now teaching your child.
Mm-hmm.
And you proceeded to answer his question. You weren't making value judgments or how you feel about him in the present tense.
No.
You were just literally saying to him, well, if scenario A happened, excuse me.
What the hell was that?
Sorry, I don't know. I got it out of my throat. I feel much better now. You were literally answering his question. You were just saying, you know, if I had this kind of a teacher with this kind of a past, yes. This is how I would feel.
Yes.
So he really has no legitimate.
Right. I wasn't attacking his person.
And you want to know something? I think Stephanie would agree with me on this as well. I would actually have Corey in my house with my kids. I would have no problem with that. I know him. The point of the matter is the idea, the concept of a
and
child.
And that may make me backwards, you know? That may make me not hip, not
cool.
No,
I completely back up what you say. And I would even add to it and say I think one of the reasons parents would be nervous in that situation or would be hesitant to have that teacher is because how many teachers have a background in porn? You would just say, well, of all of the teachers, I don't feel I need to have my kid in the class run by that teacher that made those decisions in his life.
Which is you know, in a way is a shame because people may miss out on a very intelligent, sensitive
person. Well, it's the same thing with somebody who went to jail. It's very hard for them to get a job.
Yes.
And yet they might be a great contributor to society after paying their debt.
Yeah, but it does say something about somebody's decision making. I'll drop a bomb on you. Wait, before I drop this bomb, though, the hostility level was rising, and I was really enjoying it. So I actually wanted to call in to complain. Can I complain just a little bit?
Well, you're Jewish. What else are you going to do?
Either that or go eat a knish somewhere.
Exactly. Right. Hold on. Let me just bring Ann to Bert back in here. Is everybody still here?
Do you think Corey didn't call back?
Yeah, you did it.
Did we hurt his feelings, Ann to Bert, you think?
Did we hurt his feelings?
Maybe.
Well, it doesn't.
You know how sensitive those gays are.
Especially.
Well, that did it. Now you've completed it.
No, but you know, to continue your point and then what we're talking about, you know, that's the process of learning. I mean, to finish what I was saying, now 4 years later, not only Corey, like if somebody said could Corey be your teacher? I'd say absolutely yes. But furthermore, if somebody said, you know, this person used to be a gay porn star, wasn't Corey, I'd say, well, now that I know Corey, you know, I know that might necessarily not be such a bad thing, you know.
Well, but then
you would want to get to know the guy.
But then
yeah,
what
but
do
it,
you
it
think?
Adds to it, our it knowledge, you know, just adds to our you know, understanding of human nature. And as we get older and have more experiences with people, you know, if we have an open mind and more acceptance, you know, I think there would be a lot less problems in the world.
Yeah, but Antibert, if you had ever worked in any capacity in the porn industry, you'd probably come to the realization that I came to with my one soiree in the porn industry.
Uh-oh.
And that is
He's not a teacher, though. He's not a teacher.
That's the bomb I'm saving.
Oh, all right. I can't wait to hear this.
That a lot of people, most people, I would say, that work in the porn industry, it's like a lot of priests have problems with, you know, sexual problems, and that type of profession attracts a certain type of person. And I would say that that's true in the porn industry as well. It attracts a certain type of person with a certain type of decision making, which you have to question in a situate in a position of great responsibility overseeing.
Yeah, but I tell you, I could kind of understand that of a lot more than somebody like a bad priest, because there's a certain vulnerability that people have when say, hey, listen, you wanna be in a movie? Do you want to make some money just doing something that you love to do and that's fun? I don't think. Especially when someone is younger, I don't think that you completely think of the future ramifications.
That's true.
But then why haven't we all done it? Like, what, you know, what stops us all
not
from...
Not all of us look like Corey.
I don't know what
right.
Corey looks
and
like.
I'm totally,
I guess he's
I'm ashamed
hot.
of my genitals.
I cover up. If I go by a mirror, I don't even look.
My, I right, would
the,
need...
The reason we're not all in porn movies is because we're too embarrassed.
And we're...
You know?
And we're.
But what draws someone to want... To expose themselves like that, like what?
It's an opportunity. If you're very comfortable with your sexuality,
no, but it's more. It has to be more than that. If you're comfortable
money.
With your,
it's not money because men in porn don't make much, and especially gay porn.
It has to be more because if you want to be sexual,
hey everybody, I'm back.
Yay, Corey!
Hey.
You're very popular, Corey, today. We didn't hurt your feelings, did we? Did we hurt your feelings?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
The only other thing I want you to know is that don't be afraid that you're going to be exposed. I don't think that this is going to get out to the point where, you know, anybody in your neighborhood is going to find out and not give you a job.
Here's the thing. It has, as I'm looking for well, here's the thing. There's a little background. First of all, I got cut off. I think you actually cut me off.
I did.
But it forced me to listen to what I didn't necessarily want to hear.
Does that mean
you're
circumcised?
That's why I asked the question. And I appreciate the debate because it's a good one. Because as we get on and move on with this new technology, there's going to be a time when everybody's going to, pardon the word, shit is going to be out there, and you're going to be judged on stuff you did a long time ago. It doesn't have to be a porn, but it's going to be something that maybe you're not so proud of.
Well, that's why I'm exposing myself now by myself before somebody else has the opportunity to do it.
There you go. Well, see, that's the thing. We all have maybe something that we wouldn't tell a potential employer that we consider confidential. But as we go on into this new age of technology and knowledge and information, how much information, how vulnerable are we setting ourselves up to be? I took a risk and admit, and I could have lied. I could have said to Andy Bird and to Sir Gerald, no, I never did that, or that I was just bullshitting. You know, I was just lying.
Listen, it's
and
not. But wait,
I trusted you guys to be able to handle it at the time that I gave you the information. So it's a trust issue. I get that.
Well, we appreciate that. And the other thing is that it's really a gift because it makes for fascinating radio, and it's a gift to us.
It really
so
does.
I appreciate it.
And it opens up discussion. I mean, it's definitely opening up an interesting discussion for us.
Hey, Corey.
Mr. Maui has a question.
How are you?
Hey, Corey. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
And I mean that. Corey, is it not true from your experience in porn or gay porn that men are not well paid in porn? Women can make a lot of money, but not men.
Yeah.
You find that to be true?
Some girls make the money.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right.
And it was and it's like a smaller niche market, let's just say. I'm not too worried. But I don't participate on Facebook and all those social networking for the very reason. It's not safe for any teacher, any male teacher these days, to be overexposed. Period.
Can I ask the question that I think everybody has burning in the back of their mind?
Please do.
Corey?
Sure.
Do you have a huge schlong?
I really didn't think about that, Mr. Maui.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either.
I did.
It was just me.
It's Mr. Maui and Greg.
I just assumed that he had a huge schlong.
Is that what you need, Corey?
That first half are clothes, and it's of me and my boyfriend. And hello?
Yes,
yeah, go
right
on.
Here.
We want to hear about the plot.
Well, I want to hear about the schlong.
I'm getting to it. And a piece
right.
of my artwork. I sent that first because that's who I really am. And then I sent what I call my Chippendale pictures from when I used to be a boy and used to, you know, it was, you know, legit showbiz kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you want to call Chippendale pornography, then, you know, you can call it that. It's
all right.
Up to you.
Enough with the nonsense. You listen.
Okay.
I have nothing against
maybe
what you did.
You should combine your art with your porn and paint a picture of your penis.
Of my schlong?
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna hang up and let you guys continue to discuss and get back to the funny.
Finally.
But I appreciate it. And I love you guys, and I will continue to listen.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it. If you ever want a job babysitting for us, you got one here. Okay?
He didn't answer the schlong question.
Thank
though.
You.
It's huge.
All
it's
right.
huge. There you go. You happy now? You can sleep at night, Mr. Maui.
I had to know.
Yeah.
They don't put guys in movies that have little peepees.
Right. That's what I was trying to say before.
Asian porn.
They can't. There's not one Asian among them that has anything over the 3 inches.
That's why there's no Asian male porn, is there?
There probably is.
So I think what we've learned here today is keep your mind open and your orifices closed.